It's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Today I wanted to make a quick video around a discussion that came up in our Facebook group recently. So this was a conversation around somebody whose relationship is struggling, marriage is struggling, you know, don't know where it's going right now. It's kind of in this limbo phase of, you know, lack of attraction from her perspective and him wanting to see how we can, you know, reinvigorate the relationship, take it somewhere new, take it somewhere deeper. You know, we may be in something similar. So what happened in this relationship? The phrase be a man has come up, you know, so we've all heard this. I've heard this. Many of you will have heard it. Man up, be a man, you know, grow up, all of these kinds of things. Now, firstly, where they come from is actually from more of a place of shame in the other person. The other person is feeling some kind of pressure, some kind of discomfort, some kind of judgment, and so they're pushing back, right? And so it comes out as be a man. That's the first thing to recognize. It's not actually really about you the way it comes out most of the time. But what does it mean? Because it is a useful thing to understand. Be a man, if a woman was to be able to explain what that really means, is I want you to be confident in yourself. I want you to know who you are. I want you to know why you do the things that you do. I want you to understand the decisions that you make. I want you to take full responsibility for those decisions. I want you to take full responsibility for how you're feeling and what you want and the direction that you want to take stuff, the intention that you have behind everything. And finally, and most importantly, I want you to be able to stay consistent when my moods fluctuate and change. That's what they really want. Be a man is, I want you to be confident in yourself. I just want you to trust yourself. I just want you to know how to stay grounded, how to stay consistent, how to be stable. That's what be a man means. I want you to be confident in yourself. Well, I want you to be confident in yourself is something that we hear all over the place, all over the web, and there's so many different things. Just be yourself, etc., etc., etc. Being confident in yourself, I always like to bring back to confidence is not a prerequisite. Confidence is a result. And what's the prerequisite that creates confidence? It's courage. So courage in what? You know, I can be courage in all sorts of things. I can be courageous in initiating sex, in asking someone to join me in some kind of connection, right? And I can get rejected and I can feel like crap. And I'm not feeling confident then. Right, so this is where we kind of trip ourselves up as men. A lot of the time, our confidence, we're looking for it in the wrong place. We're looking for it in a result that somebody else controls. Whereas we should be looking at it in the action that we take, or rather the motivation and intention to take action. So this then comes down to our own sense of self. Sometimes I'll talk about this like courage in yourself. To be confident in yourself is to have courage in yourself. But again, courage in what? In myself, in my sense of self. Well, what is a sense of self? A sense of self is my values, my beliefs, my morals, the things that motivate my actions. That's my sense of self. So if I'm clear in those, then I can start to be courageous in those. But if I don't know what those things are, or, and this is often the case, I'm just doing what I think other people need. You know, so actually my sense of self is fully determined by how other people are reacting to me, telling me what they want, etc., 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 which is, you know, fine to a certain degree. In a job, you need to be able to respond to those kinds of things. I can show up in this way, you pay me for that. But when you're in a relationship, it doesn't work like that. Even when the other person is saying, this is what I want from you, you need to know why. Why are you doing that? Why are you responding in the way that you do? Because it's one thing to say, okay, I understand what you want. And it's another thing to go, actually, that doesn't stand up with my values. That doesn't meet the person that I am. I can't stand up and do that. You need to know what that is, right? And so being courageous is the prerequisite to being confident. You have to be courageous in taking a stand for what you want, whatever that is, whether that is creating some kind of connection in your relationship, whether that is drawing a boundary, whether that is moving things away from the relationship, you know, ending a relationship. You have to be able to be courageous in that and know exactly why. And you have to be committed. So you've got to have a sense of self, commit to that sense of self, and then be courageous to living to that sense of self. And what is amazing is the way that we see when men do really get this, when really do understand and commit to this work and get clear on it, the way that people respond to them. Firstly, their kids respond completely differently to them because kids don't carry any baggage. You know, kids are willing to accept you however you are right now. But their partners, it's really interesting to see how the partners respond to this, because a lot of the time there's an initial shock and pushback and challenge. But then when you stay consistent, you stay courageous in who you are, then suddenly there's a change of heart. A lot of the time, 85% of the time, we see this happen over and over and over and over. But you've got to stay consistent. You've got to stay courageous. You've got to stay committed to be able to feel confident in yourself. You have to have this, the courage to be yourself, the courage to know yourself, the courage to live to those standards for yourself. Even if that means sometimes ending something that you were previously fully committed to. You have to have that for yourself, and that's what creates that confidence. And that's also the thing that creates the consistency in that confidence, because you're no longer needing something from somebody else. You don't need that result. You're not hanging off somebody else's reaction. And what it feels like when you do this consistently, you feel at peace, you feel calm, your heart rate is low, you're no longer having those emotional, you know, spikes and plunges. You're basically in control of yourself. Sometimes for the first time ever, truly in control of how you're feeling and able to create your own confidence. And like I said, it's amazing to see how people respond to somebody who creates his own confidence. Okay, so that's all I've got for you today, guys. Take care. See ya. Bye.